Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Broadcaster and author Tina Gates is with me here on Lunchtime Live this afternoon. Tina, you had an awful incident over the weekend. Tell us what happened.
Yeah, I mean, it probably sounds simple enough. People get their cars broken into all the time, and that's not a nice thing, but I suppose it's not a terribly dramatic thing. I suppose what made it more awkward for me is that it's my wheelchair accessible car. I'm in a wheelchair and I went to the movies. I live in Blanchardstown. I went up to the Blanchardstown Centre, which is so safe. And I went in with a friend to see an evening showing. And I was actually saying to him how brilliant, because they have a bank of disability parking spaces in front of the entrance to the main entrance to the cinema. And it's opposite the theatre. It's outside the library. It's a super spot with a pedestrian crossing. And I was saying to my friend, isn't this wonderful? Isn't it a fantastic venue? Is that I can come here on my own? I feel that I can really get about easily, because I don't make a big deal about the fact that I'm in a wheelchair at the moment because I've got hip issues. But it is difficult. Mm. Like, you know, it's clumsy and awkward, and it can be intimidating going into places. And this, it was just so well set up. Anyhow, off we went in, and we wanted to see our amazing Oscar-winning actress, and we went to see The Bride. Had a fantastic time. Came out, it was a late cinema viewing, all right, but we came out at 11 o'clock, crossed the road to the car the night before Paddy's Day, and this is, I can't tell you how busy this is. There's cameras, there's spotlights, there's a busy taxi rank. And my car had been broken into, and somebody had tried to steal it and had failed miserably. But in the act, they put the window in, they'd busted up the inside panel of one of the doors. But most importantly, they had smashed the ignition, all the surrounds around the steering wheel, and possibly the transmission as well. So I still don't know whether they're going to say it's economically viable, the insurance, to fix it or not. And it was a properly factory modified wheelchair accessible vehicle.
All the adaptations to it. And, you know, and of course, obviously a cost then, Tina, that goes with all, you know, that's associated with all of that. But it's not even that. I mean, it's just for you. It's about being able to get from A to B, the mobility around that. I mean, the accessibility for you, being able to go to the cinema, do whatever you need to do today, go to work, all, you know, all that goes with that. And just out of just complete frustration, then you go out and you see this.
You're absolutely right. And I mean, I'm generally a happy-go-lucky person. Mm. And things don't get me down. And I always think the best of people. And I still do. That's never going to change. I'm 60 and it hasn't changed yet. But like, I feel better now. I've pepped up in my step. I've got a hire car and the insurance are working on it. And hopefully something can be sorted out. It's an old banger, apart from the fact that it is a really important modified vehicle. Like, I mean, it's 2010. It's a Nissan Cube. It's ugly. It's, you know, but it was the thing that made me independent. And so I'm in the hire car at the moment, but it's really difficult because I have to fold the wheelchair up and try and shot put it into the back of the hatchback and then hop on one leg around to the driving seat. And it's like, it's awkward. I'm managing. It's okay. I feel better about it. But I just wonder, were they thinking? Were they absolutely thoughtless, or did they really not care? And I hope they were just not thinking about what they were doing by, you know, it's bad enough if you don't have your legs, but you don't have your wheels now too. And not to mention being 2 hours on the side of the road, sitting in a wheelchair waiting for a tow truck on the night before Paddy's night. I was supposed to judge the parade in Rathdrum in Wicklow for Paddy's Day. I had to cancel because there was no way that I could get from Dublin to there at short notice. And like, it just had such knock-on effects and still does. I mean, I don't know if I'll ever get my car back. And I don't know if I'll be able to afford a modified vehicle if I don't. And I just feel, just what's wrong with people
that this could happen? And as you said, like, it was in a very, you know, well lit area. I know the part that you're talking about, actually, around in the car park of the shopping centre there in Blanchardstown. And like, it was parked in a wheelchair car parking spot, wasn't it, Tina?
Yes.
So that was quite visible too.
Disability bay. It had a blue sticker on it, and if you had any doubts I mean, there's only three seats in the thing because, you know, it's obviously modified for the wheelchair. So the ramp and the winch and everything is there. And there's half a dozen crutches in it. I mean, there was absolutely no doubt that this was somebody's car that, you know, that was really their lifeline. Mm. And as I say, I hope they were just thoughtless, that they just thought, oh, that's something different. Let's see if we can steal that and go for some fun. I hope they were just thoughtless, but or do they not care? And I really don't know.
I know.
And I just feel so disappointed and deflated.
Yeah,
and
I don't blame you. I have to say, to be honest, Tina, I think you've taken it extremely well, you know, early in listening to you. And you're right, for anybody that knows you, and I know you're such a familiar voice here and on the airwaves and News Talk as well, and reading news over the years in 98, and a lot of our listeners will be familiar with you. You know, and I can tell you from the text coming in, like, people are just really disappointed for you that this could happen. Aww. And obviously the knock-on impact of all of this. But when you were coming out of the cinema with your friend, could you see as you were approaching the car that it obviously had been broken into and it was damaged?
No. The first clue I had was when I pressed the button on my, you know, the zapper for the car, and it didn't talk to me anymore. We'd fallen out. So that was the first thing. And I thought, oh my God, what's going wrong? And I knew there was something. And I thought, is it flat? That was the first thing I thought, flat battery, like, you know, because there was no light, no nothing, because they managed to mangle the wiring as well. You know, they've really done a really good job. I mean, I presume that they're certainly not skilled car thieves anyhow, because I think I'd have made a better job myself of trying to break it out. They just managed to smash it and trash it. But yeah, I had no idea. We were giggling away and coming out, and to be absolutely honest with you, we'd looked at our watches, it was 11 o'clock, and I'd said to my friend, do you know what, we might actually have time to go and have, we were talking about the pleasures of non-alcoholic beverages, shall we say.
Yeah.
but yeah, it all fell flat really, really quickly, and there we were, side of the road. Fortunately, my friend was so kind and not leaving me. Well, they wouldn't.
So the tow truck came along and they took the car away, and you'd end up making your own way home.
Well, do you know what? I have to say, there was a lady called Anna and she was handling the insurance company rescue service. And we all give out about insurance services and insurance companies, and I'm sure I'll be giving out about mine before the end of this particular journey. But that lady that night was stunning. She was friendly, she was warm, she was reassuring, she was apologetic about the fact that it was the night before Paddy's Day and it would be difficult to get a tow truck, but that she would get one, but we'd have to have a bit of a wait. And she wanted to know, was I secure? Was somebody with me? Was I safe? Could she, you know, get in touch with the Gardaí for me? Was I able to get in touch with the Gardaí? And then she arranged an Uber to come along at the same time as the tow truck, because she realised I didn't want to leave the car, because it was, you know, somebody could have come back and finished the job. So she coordinated the two, the Uber and the tow truck. Mm. And, you know, I nearly swell up thinking about it, because she restores your faith in humanity. And I was 20 minutes
Fair
home and she rang again.
Did she?
To see if I got home safe and was I okay?
Yeah, well, hopefully if she's listening today, she'll, you know, she'll hear your praise and fair play
great.
To her. For it's even the small things in a time like that, though, Tina, they mean a lot, don't they?
Totally. I mean, she was just so sweet and kind and good her job as well. She was professional and she, you know, managed to organise everything. So after that, then the car was towed away, and it was a couple of days then, of course, after Paddy's Day before we could actually start picking up the route, picking up the thread of trying to get it fixed. So I have no idea where it is at the moment. The insurance said that it'll be a week before they can tell me anything about it. So I don't even know if it's in a garage or being seen or so. I'm really, you know, I had to stop worrying about it, because there's nothing I can do. So I've put it on postpone mode in my brain, and I've got the hire car out. And I'm learning all about what it's like to drive a 2024 car. it's total sensory overload.
Yeah.
There's so much going on cars nowadays, you can hardly take time to look out the windshield.
I know. It's a big difference, all right, if you find someone in a very old car myself. I know what it's like when you sit into somebody else's. Listeners got in touch wondering, Tina, was your car a Japanese import by any chance?
Yes.
It was, yeah.
Yes.
Cars from Japan, apparently, of that era had no immobilizer, often targeted as easy to steal, suggests this listener. Look, who knows what the motivation was, but it's just a terribly unfortunate impact. You know, and it's really, Tina, as you say, it's the impact that this has on you and your independence in terms of, you know, going A to B, work, everything that goes with that, meeting family and friends.
And your confidence as well, because, you know, when I have to say that, you know, I didn't get housebound or anything, but I did get a little bit, you know, timid originally when I started using the wheelchair. I was reluctant to go shopping. I was reluctant to go out. I wasn't sure about, you know, getting wheels into restaurants and things like that. And it took a while to start building up your confidence. And it, I have to say, it's a real slap in the face that, you know, that this happened. It just, it did set me back a little bit, you know, and it's just such a horrible shock as well. Mm-hmm. You know, it just,
It's very disappointing, Tina. And look, I'm glad to hear, you know, you're okay, and at least you have, as you say, a replacement car in the meantime. Hopefully, the insurance company will get back to you without any delay. But listen, Tina, take care of yourself, and thanks a million for sharing your story with us. Yeah, on the program, that course is our own broadcaster, Tina Gates, an author as well, known to many of our listeners.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan, weekdays at midday. On News Talk, conversation that counts.